It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I hope you rock a burnt onion. That's why we're here, asshole.
Matt.
I got shit stains in my socks.
Yeah.
Steve.
The McRib only comes out after, like, human disasters.
And Kevin.
You may be living on prayer, but I'm living in a hotel because my house is half gone.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
You think I'm some sloppy wet pussy for you to fuck? Is that what? All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Not even supposed to be here today.
Hey, everybody.
I had to take a dump.
Do it.
It's the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. I'm Derek. With me, as always, Matthew.
Oh, yes!
We have Kevin.
Hello.
Steven.
Hello.
And our good friend Mike from Rabblecast is joining us once again.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. Just doing a show. Hanging out. So what's up, guys? Today is the big Dead Wrestler Rumble.
Yeah.
Our little Memorial Day hang me that we're doing.
Yeah.
Something Matt came up with.
Why not?
30 men. Actually, probably more now. Yeah, we'll discuss that later.
30 corpses.
So this is kind of like the pre-show.
I can't really hear myself.
No?
What's going on here? A little weird.
Yeah. Like it's a little bassy.
Oh.
Is that what you call it? It's like, I just like, sounds like shit.
Oh, okay. How's that? Is that better?
Whoa.
Hey. Oh.
Hello.
A little snap, crackle, pop there.
Oh. Hi.
Yeah.
Oh, I.
The EQ was on.
Don't
fix that in post. So, yes, no shows last week.
Mm-hmm. Way to go, Derek.
Yeah. I was sick, dude. I was so sick, too.
Yeah.
I'm glad we didn't do a show because I was fucking miserable. I had the allergies, and then I got a little cold or something.
Yeah.
And I was coughing up multiple lungs, and...
You're a pussy.
You had blood coming out of your mouth and your ass?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oof. You know it's bad when you cough and you taste blood. It's just all the irritation in your throat. Oh, it was horrible.
Ew.
Yes, I was bleeding from many orifices.
That's horrible.
Orify.
Yeah. It's pretty nasty.
Well, you were sick too, Matt, right?
Oh, a couple weeks ago.
I was worried.
You guys are gross.
Well,
yep.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
You know?
I had a tournament last week.
What kind of tournament?
Injustice, Gods Among Us.
Injustice.
Yeah.
That's one of those new games.
It's one of those brandy new games.
Brandy new.
Do you like it?
220 players. It's pretty good.
Is it MK and the comics mixed
in? No, it's just the comics. I don't know if they're going to do another crossover, but just
the comics.
I didn't
mind that game, the DC versus Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
It was a little weird, the story, but
it was strange,
the game was okay.
Yeah, whatever.
I got a new game yesterday for my birthday.
Yeah?
Yeah, Assassin's Creed 3.
Oh, is that the Civil War one?
Yes.
Yeah, I only played the first one. I, didn't
I haven't I haven't played it yet, but looks pretty badass.
I'm a fan of the series.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yep.
Good bunch of games there.
Yeah?
Like the World Series?
No. You fucking idiot.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
Never heard of it.
Hey, so Sean got married.
Oh! Oh, yeah, we never
former
got to talk
aristocrat
about that.
Sean. Oh, and I understand. It was quite the wedding.
Oh, yes.
Actually, it was fantastic.
And I also heard a toddler got the boots.
Yes.
Yeah.
Joey Janela, who's been here before.
Yes.
Jumping. Yeah.
Joey.
Well, I mean, as people do, I mean, we're all dancing and we circle up and somebody gets in the middle.
Did somebody have a tie on their head?
Oh, I was waiting for that, but no, nobody did.
I guess it's not 1987, so it's okay.
But
anyway,
so everyone's taking their turn in the middle of the circle, doing some type of goofy dance, and Joey gets in and he starts, you know, doing some kind of fake breakdancing type shit. And some little kid comes by, and he even acknowledges that there's a little kid there. And then it looks like the kid's about to walk away, so Joey decides he's going to do a head spring. And as his feet are coming back to the floor, he kicks this little kid right in the face, and the kid goes flying.
Wow,
nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. when he went to check on the kid afterwards and, you know, apologized to the parents, he said, I guess in an attempt to make him feel, like, better about mm-hmm. himself, they're like, oh, no, no, you didn't make contact. He was just scared and dove out of the way. But, no, I saw contact.
He just flew
like, across I seen, like, the spit and, like, the sweat fly out of this kid's mouth.
It was, like, Rocky.
Yeah, it was, like, pfft.
How'd the best man speech go?
I got it recorded if you want to listen to it.
Oh, God. Oh. No, I don't need that.
No? Well, all right.
But, I don't know. I guess it went well.
Yeah.
Did you roast him?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
Steve, you observed. I was...
I thought it was great.
Your perspective.
It was better than the best man speech I got.
Which was basically your wife is a whore and you're disgusting.
Pretty much.
Love you guys.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming. Best man.
This guy's Steve, number one.
Rotten Ralph.
Right. Rotten Ralph.
From the belly of the goodness. Kraken.
But overall, man, it was a fantastic wedding. I danced the night away.
Yeah. I saw the pictures. You guys were pretty pretty dapper looking.
Yes.
Did you say dapper?
Yes.
He showed up, by the way.
Did he?
At the wedding.
The ceremony.
Oh.
Yeah.
Then he left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody can go to the ceremony.
Now, and I actually didn't know this until afterwards. You know how the wedding party lines up and then, like, they say goodbye to everybody, thanks for coming or whatever? Or you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, we line up and then the guests are leaving and then we're, like, shaking our hands.
Good game, you suck.
Yeah,
good
yeah,
game,
yeah,
good
yeah. Game. Like, yeah, yeah. Like, good sportsmanship. Well, I couldn't see Kev or anybody. I just had who was next to me. And they were more inside church, and I was on the outside. And here comes Dapper to, you know, shaking hands with everybody. So I didn't know that Kev had no-sold him.
Really?
Yeah. So I didn't want to be the dick that didn't no-sell him. So I shook his hand.
But it's not even that I no-sold him. I looked directly at him, and he just walked past me. So he more no-sold me.
Oh, well, see, and the way... I heard a story.
From who?
You know who.
No, I don't know who.
Cold-hearted player.
That's okay. Well, that he's full of shit because that's not how it happened at all.
No, really? No. Well, that's not what he said happened. He said Dapper came up to him, and he goes, "You know, it was real nice. You know, he's like, at least Steve had a common courtesy to acknowledge me. He's like, without havoc, fuck him."
I was standing in the front door when Dapper walked in, and he just looked at me, and goes, "Oh." And walk past me. So I'm like, all right.
You're here. You're not good enough to be in this wedding party. Yeah. So why are you here?
See, he was allowed.
You should be in this wedding party. You should be chill, Will.
He was allowed. He was allowed to go because he posted flyers about the wedding.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a juice out to get on this wedding, kid.
I got every pizzeria in Mattawan. I don't know.
Yes.
I see him coming down the steps. I'm like, what do I do? What did Kev do? I didn't see.
WWKD. What would Kev do?
So would you just give
a better man.
I just gave him a little shake.
A little shake. Would you give him like the little head nod?
I gave him a little light worker shake.
Has he heard?
I looked him in the eyes and he just walked past me.
I don't think he's heard it, but he knows about it.
He knows about our episode dedicated to him.
Yes.
He doesn't know how computers work, so he wouldn't be able to figure out how to listen to it.
Is that on the interwebs?
But I'm sure he called somebody and had them tell him.
Yeah.
Or just leave the phone next to a speaker.
My spies.
Stooges. They're known as.
Oh, right. Yes.
Now, who had the better wedding?
Well,
on the spot.
Between who and who?
Kevin was in my wedding last year.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
Did you get a wrestling mask?
No.
My wedding was better.
There you go.
But we did, all the groomsmen did get bottle openers that are shaped like little luchadors.
Yep. Yes. What?
Ooh. And they're all grabbing their appendixes.
How are they shaped like luchadors?
All right, so it's all just dudes with masks, and like one would have his legs, and the bottle opener would be between his legs, and his arms would be out.
And mine
had his arms in like a bear hug, and the bottle opener was between the arms.
Gotcha.
Just they're placed in different spots.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. No mask.
I got a mug that said "Best Man" the wedding I was at.
Yeah.
Were you the best man?
I was.
Or was that just a silly little?
I was a former aristocrat, Pat. Steve was there.
There's a lot of formers.
I was there too.
I was. My daughter farted during the reception or during the ceremony.
Yes.
Remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
I just remember how small she was.
She was a baby.
Yeah. I mean, she was walking, but she was.
She wasn't walking?
Yeah, she was.
No. Nah. Well, maybe she was just walking.
Because there's pictures of her on the
2006?
I don't remember.
Wasn't it? Yeah, she was
track of these married faggots.
Year old.
It's like 15 months.
Maybe it was Aaliyah then.
Hey, so Sean's wife fell down the stairs during the ceremony.
Yeah. Really?
What? Yeah.
What is she, Jennifer Lawrence?
they did this thing where you had to put flowers at the feet of Mary. I don't know what you Catholics do. It's weird. But
Bible
thumpers.
As she's walking back, she just starts falling down the stairs. It's like a little three-step thing.
Oh, my God.
And the bridesmaids had quickly turn and, like, grab her. And she said one of them had her by the hair.
Nice.
Was that at a church?
Yes.
I think it's Mary at churches.
I don't know. Losers. They're just encouraging them.
So then she makes it back to the front, and now the only people really in earshot of this are Sean, the maid of honor, and me, the best man. And she goes,
"What? Who was that?"
She looks to Sean, and she goes, "Sean, I just fucking fell." And Sean goes, "Ern," points to the priest, and he goes, "Oh, no, now calm down, Sheila."
Calm down.
I took a picture.
Took a picture of what?
Of your ass farting?
Did you really do that?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, my God.
Oh, that.
It's a picture of some sort of sacred statue.
Sacred.
That would be the Virgin Mary.
Picking the nose of Steve.
Nice.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, well, I'm not into that shit. I don't know.
Well, if there were a hell, you'd be going to it, sir.
I thought she was just lending a helping finger.
Yeah.
I was just making sure I was all cleared out.
Thank God it wasn't lower and you couldn't fit your ass over it.
Oh.
I had another awkward moment during the ceremony.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I got this boner and the priest grabbed it. No. They did a full, like, communion thing with the fucking little wafers and shit.
Wafers?
Yeah. So.
The host.
Yes.
So they had, like, a full service?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you're there for, like, an hour and a half?
Yeah. No, we timed it. We were actually between the groomsmen. We were taking bets.
Oh, yeah, we were taking bets.
Bell to bell?
Yeah.
I went 42 minutes.
You went overtime?
No, I was
You went under?
I said an hour. It went 49. Dennis got it.
Wow, so the ceremony was like 10 minutes?
What?
Ceremony was like 10 minutes?
No, it was 49 minutes.
Well, plus the mass? Like it was all like rolled into one?
The whole thing. Okay. 49 minutes.
From the time we walked out until the time we were saying goodbye to Dapper.
Yeah.
49 minutes.
We're saying goodbye.
Yeah. No, you guys went under. That's why Dapper didn't want to shake your hand.
No.
Yeah. So anyway, the priest
he's
giving them the little cookie things. And
the body of Christ,
the Jeez-its.
he gives it to
the chocolate chips.
He gives it to Sheila, and then to Sean, and then to the maid of honor, and then he turns to me and goes, "Do you receive?" And I didn't know what the answer
to
that
was.
So I look at Sean.
Do you give or receive?
I'm more of a pitcher.
I look at Sean and I look back at him and he's just holding it right to where my mouth would be. Yeah. So I just slowly like put out my tongue and
you digested our Lord?
Have you?
I went up too, knowing I shouldn't.
Did you ever make communion?
No.
Okay, so fucking you don't receive. Heathen.
I looked over at, I think it was to my left.
Do you receive?
I think it was Schultz.
What do you got?
Schultz was to my left, and I'm like, he's like, he goes, "I'm not going up." I was like, "Me neither." And I was like, "You know what? I need something to soak up some of this knot."
What was up with Schultz's girlfriend?
What do you mean?
She was like worse than Triple H and Hulk Hogan orange.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, she's very tan. Very, very tan.
Like I don't know
lovely
Schultz.
Girl,
that,
though,
I don't.
Girl.
Yeah, no. She's a lovely girl. I've met her once.
But
I did want to say it. Like I wanted to post on like one of the photos that was posted up on Facebook, and I was just like, "What the fuck's this big orange tomato?"
Wow.
Easy with the big word.
She's well, no.
Man, she certainly is orange.
Lovely girl.
Yes.
Yeah,
from what I hear.
Yeah. Okay.
Just now.
Moving right along. Yeah.
Anyway, and I heard you caught the garter. And your chick caught the bouquet.
Thanks to me.
Yeah.
I hate people. You know what? Kevin probably got reamed out for a week. It's people like you I can't stand. This poor man.
Wait, what?
Kevin probably got yelled at.
No comment.
Yep.
Wait, what? What did I miss?
Now, which was first, the garter or the bouquet?
The bouquet goes first. Yeah. All
right, so the bouquet went to your chick.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So then was it more of a, nobody's right, fucking touching her leg but me.
No, I had no saying that we all line up and I just hear from over my shoulder Dane DeMonto go, "I'm gonna block everybody." And I'm like, "What?" And then it's in the air and it's just coming right towards me, and I didn't even catch it, like I tipped it and it was just floating. It felt like slow motion, and then it's just in my hand. I'm like, "Oh well,
whoops,
there it is."
I lined up too just to be a part of it. Jamie's like, why did you go up there for the garter belt? I was like, oh, I thought it was pretty cool.
At former aristocrat Pat's wedding, it's the groom's job to take the garter off the bride. And so he did the whole thing, got on his knees when she was sitting down, and he went up her dress. And then he came out with a bunch of butter packets. What are these doing here?
Actually, Sean went under and then like flipped upside down and was like, you know, rolling around. And he comes back out and reaches into his pocket and unfolds a map that he had drawn beforehand. And then went back.
Kids are funny.
Yeah.
Kids are funny. Getting married and shit.
Yeah. Laura, my wife, when I was doing it, when I went under... Before I went under, she looked at me. She's like, I'm going to touch oven you so bad right now.
Wow.
If I, she did she? Like,
no.
Wraps it around your neck.
No.
Or would you... you take it off, there's just like a tampon on it. Like,
okay. That's gross. Something I would do now if I was getting married.
Yeah. Just reach up there and come out with it. Oh.
Have it dipped in fruit punch or something. Yeah. It's like dripping.
Dr. Pepper syrup.
And just flick it at someone.
Dr. Pepper syrup.
This thing's coming apart. Nope. It's that.
Sure.
Yeah. So anyway. Yeah, so that was fun.
Sean's off the market.
Darn.
Dude, we were like, people were getting put on shoulders like chicken fights and shit.
Yeah. It was really.
At one point, Matt Gall was just punching Sean in the stomach.
Matt Gall ended up pantsless. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, he was dancing and he like did some kind of weird move and his pants split.
So I took it upon myself to finish the split in his pants. Yeah. Yeah. By the time we got to the bar after the wedding, after everything was over, he was just in his boxers. And he said he didn't even remember any of it, that he came out of his blackout sitting in the parking lot of the hotel we were at in his boxers on the phone. And he just kind of just came to then. And was like, why am I in my underwear?
Oh, shit.
Good thing he was wearing them.
Good thing.
Did we talk about the show I was at?
No.
Reverend Horton Heat?
No. We missed that one.
Oh.
Yeah, we keep up on it.
Yeah. No, the Vader show.
We talked about. Yeah, no.
Were we on the air since then?
Yeah.
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 Okay.
I was you mentioned when the guy gave the stun gun to his daughter on the table.
On the table, yeah. This table's sturdy.
Yeah. Sturdy table is sturdy.
Yeah, it is. All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's do some. I got some. Not a lot of stories.
Well,
who is this Amanda?
Amanda Bynes.
Bynes.
How do you?
I don't know who she is. Everyone's talking about her.
Seriously?
No idea who she is.
She was on the TV show All That, like towards the end of the season.
I didn't really watch.
And she had the Amanda Bynes show.
Yes, that's when she. That's when she sort of like came like really popular.
Yeah.
She no was idea who she hot. Is.
She also had one of those shitty like. WB sitcoms for a little while.
That's why I never.
She was.
The first movie I ever went to go see with my wife was She's a Man. Amanda Bynes was in that.
Oh, that was terrible.
Yeah.
That's the one where she's playing soccer, right?
Yeah, and she pretends to be a dude.
Yeah.
Wait, wasn't that with Rodney Dangerfield?
Ladybugs. The ball's on fire.
That's a great movie.
That was a really good movie.
She's, movie. Yeah, this girl's troubled.
Yeah. She threw a bong out her. Car or something?
It was out of her apartment window.
Oh.
Yeah. From like the 30th floor.
Somebody hit somebody? Or?
Well, the story I heard was that she went down to the alleyway near the building to smoke and then went back up, but people had reported her or something along those lines.
Oh,
so cops were coming.
Fearing that they would find it.
She threw it out the window.
Amanda Bynes, this girl probably has millions of dollars and she's going to the alleyway.
Apparently not.
To smoke.
She's hot.
She was hot. She's not hot.
I saw the pictures of her being arrested, and she was not good looking at all.
She is deteriorating.
Well, she did the...
Your mom lost internet again.
Nice.
She's going to have to wait. No, I didn't shut you off.
Did it on purpose, Derek. Let me see.
All right. Bye.
She went the Britney Spears crazy route, where she shaved her head and everything.
Yeah.
So.
She might beat Lindsay Lohan in terms of death.
I don't know how Lindsay's still alive.
Yeah, I don't either. But
she really does look awful. Mm-hmm.
Charlie Sheen showed her the way.
Yeah, got her back on track.
Yep, got her back on track.
Showed her the good stuff.
Yep.
Didn't Amanda Bynes like shave her head and shit like half off or something?
Yeah,
like completely.
Yeah, no, she shaved it half off.
We got it.
She did like the the half, like the part shaved head, and she had hair in one side and everything.
Ugh.
Yeah, no. She doesn't look good anymore. She was looking, like growing up, she was like,
yeah.
Started to be hot.
Yeah, see, she's all right.
Look at her with her titties. Well, she's all right, like.
Yeah, well, look at that first photo.
That's not even her.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
No, that's,
that's
her.
That's her.
That's her as shit.
It's all her.
That's her as
shit. The one in the red.
Yeah, here we go. Oh, my God. She's all so right. Gorgeous.
Yeah, she is amazing.
Yeah, but now, like, click the first photo.
Ugh.
Oh, look at the one with the fucking iPhone there, Derek. All the way over. Halfway through.
This?
Yeah.
What is that? Oh, my God.
Oh, she looks great.
That's where she shaved her head. You see that part?
Nice.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not
So this is clearly the result of
isn't
drug
she
abuse.
Like going around tweeting too that she wants some rapper's baby or some shit?
She said something about
here's
some rapper.
Yeah, some rapper could murder her vagina.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, like I think it was like Kanye West or something.
No,
who would want that?
Anyway, no. Yeah, she's
obviously
looks,
old dirty bastard.
She looks great.
She looks great.
Look at her
all the way there on the end of that one, Derek.
See, what are you guys saying? She shaved her head. She's got a great head of hair right now.
This looks like gold dust. But yeah, look at her like only a couple years ago. She was amazing.
Amazing.
Go the one right in the middle on the top there.
She was A to Z.
So, just her face.
Crack.
Look at that.
Was she 12 there?
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
No.
She's probably 18 there.
Very hot 12.
You're hoping she's 18 there.
I'm hoping she's
but no,
12.
But this is a gorgeous girl there.
There she's 12.
She has some meat on her. And now she looks like shit. What?
Yeah.
What is that?
I have no idea.
So.
Yes, I have no idea who this girl is.
Yeah, this is trash.
There's her Maxim cover. Stunning.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. French fry taters.
Mm-hmm. God damn it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Go hit more
she
sizes.
She could be like one of the top 10 hottest chicks in the world there.
Her
in the world.
Yes.
There, she's pretty much up there.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
that is the biggest one butt. I have, huh?
Okay.
Eh, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Her boobs aren't really that big.
No.
No.
She's got a lot of push-up going.
Yeah, that is some photoshopping going on right there.
I don't care. I like little titties like that.
It's all right. Perfectly fine.
Yeah.
America's Sweetheart.
Yeah.
What year was this one?
Did it have 2001.
I don't even think she was like 15 in 2001.
Yeah, I still hit that.
A New Jersey light rail shut down due to what they thought was an assault rifle. Someone had reported to police a man wearing black pants, white dress shirt, and with a cast on his arm was armed with a long barrel assault weapon.
It was a crutch. Morning. Don't tell me it was a crutch.
It was.
It was actually full of a traditional rice dish, and he was bringing it over to his friend's house.
Yes, exactly.
Traditional rice dish.
That's a callback. It was an umbrella.
Wow.
He had
was
an
he
umbrella.
A Marine?
People are so fucking stupid.
Marine.
So yeah, the whole rail shut down so they can investigate and check out this dude's umbrella. Unless it was Oswald Cobblepot, in which case they would have had something.
By the way,
Oswald Cobblepot.
Amanda Bynes a lot older than I thought. She's 27. I thought she was like maybe 24.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so shocked about that.
Dude, that's gross. That's fucking old.
I'm shocked that everyone knows who she is but me.
I'd pull a famous maneuver and let her poop in my butthole.
Anyway. Back to the umbrella.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much it.
It could be worse. My nose could be bleeding.
I don't get it.
It's Oswald Cobblepot.
Oh, is it?
From the Batman.
That's right. What's the Cobblepot?
Wow.
Okay, we'll go with this one. New York man rubs pepperoni on his penis.
Oh, boy.
And puts it back.
Oh, boy.
New York man with
his penis or the pepperoni?
Yeah.
That's true. New York man was arrested Wednesday and charged with public lewdness for allegedly.
You just said lewdness like sexy.
Lewdness. Allegedly rubbing a grocery store's packaged pepperoni stick on his exposed penis and then putting it back on the shelf.
It was still packaged.
What, was he
cares?
Just like measuring up?
I don't know. Yeah.
That's what I said. Yeah.
Oh, what's this?
Pepperoni. I thought he was comparing.
Let's get this guy up here.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wait.
John
Matt,
Allison,
that almost looks like you.
Wow.
41. Had a sudden late night craving for fondling cured meat.
His name is Allison?
John Allison. The loss and prevention security officer was observing his shenanigans on a closed circuit TV and got the entire thing
closed
on tape.
Closed circuit. They're watching him at the garden.
Yeah. yeah. That's, yeah.
So if you had to rub any pizza topping on your genitals, what would it be?
Oh, boy.
Any pizza topping on your genitals?
Yeah.
Cheese included?
Well, no. I mean, that's just...
Additional topping.
Oh, additional.
You have, like, a pizza, and then you have toppings.
I mean, cheese isn't, but extra cheese
extra
is.
Cheese. Sure.
What about people that already have extra cheese on his genitals?
Oh, my God.
So I already have the cheese.
It's called schmegma.
Oh, maybe some bacon. I don't know.
Bacon.
Bacon.
Bacon. Bacon fat.
Yeah. I'd put anchovies all over it so I could smell like I fucked a hooker.
You put anchovies on this thing and you're in big trouble, okay?
Little Michelangelo.
This thing. What about you?
Oh, maybe a little pineapple.
A little pineapple?
Pineapple.
A whole pineapple? Cord.
Yeah, cut a little hole in it. And
yeah. I got one of those apple cores you could use.
Yeah. Huh.
Maybe you can bake it first.
Oh, goodness. Nah, just put it in the microwave 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Warm it up. How about you, Mike?
Jalapenos.
Oh, wow. Living dangerously.
Wow.
Dude, you get one of those
that's
seeds.
That's actually genius. You'd probably blow loads from that.
You get one of those seeds in your dick hole, you're done.
You're done.
Done.
It's all over.
Dunsky.
You just be like, you just shove the, you palm your dick against like a hard surface just to stop the burning.
Yes, exactly. Stop it from going any further.
It already burns when
try
I
to
pee.
Get it out like a tube of toothpaste. Just keep squeezing, pulling.
It burns when I pee.
Hurts when I pee.
Yeah, maybe some mushrooms, big mushrooms.
Yeah.
Mushrooms. Your shit's so mossy, probably grows them anyway.
I just got rid of these. They just come back overnight.
It only grows on the north side of the fucking pole.
What? I'm a fun guy. Huh? No. Fun guy. He was released on $2,000 bail for...
That's an expensive piece of pepperoni.
Yeah, damn.
But did he take it out of the package, or is it still
no,
in the package?
No, it was still in the package.
I see nothing wrong with this.
Well, the fact that he took his dick out...
I mean, it's unsanitary.
No. Yeah, no, it's fine. It's still in the package.
All right.
Well, then what happens when some little kid goes, Mommy, look, I got the pepperoni. Did he at least wash his hands afterwards?
I don't think he had time.
No.
He's a rub and go. Clutch says sausage.
Of course.
Sausage.
Hey, speaking of Clutch, I know he's a fan of the Sonic, you know, the franchise.
Sonic Boom.
This is actually the anniversary of the, it's the birthday of the founder of Sonic.
Really?
Yeah. Troy Smith.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Clutch.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Troy Smith.
Born in
like the quarterback?
1922.
Yes.
Wow. Troy Smith. Sounds like a football player.
Or Smith.
It does.
Or somebody that was on Star Trek.
Ooh,
yeah. This isn't what I was looking for. What is this bullshit?
What
I want the
that?
Sonic theme.
That's probably Sonic Youth.
I want to just go back to Amanda Bynes real quick.
Uh-huh.
To put into perspective of how strange that I find that she's 27 years old, she's a few months older than Lindsay Lohan. Lindsay Lohan is an absolute disaster.
Yes.
Like, you think about how long she's been a disaster for, like, 3 or 4 years now. It's been, like, really bad. Like, that means, like, she looks like she's 40, Lindsay Lohan. I don't know if you've seen her. What?
Yeah, oh, yeah,
oh this song.
Yeah.
This song. This is very low. Oh, there we go.
Which is actually a fantastic beat.
Yeah.
I mean, beat. It is a great beat.
Yeah. I mean, all Bynes did was smoke a little weed. Lohan's fucking just gone off the deep end completely.
She just can't stop.
Yeah.
Somebody made an incredible GIF.
Yeah.
I don't even remember now what it's called.
Yeah, GIF.
Of her, I guess, in the courtroom.
Yeah.
And her attorney was speaking. And while she's speaking, they animated her hands going in and stealing stuff like off of her attorney, like while she's speaking.
Oh, shit.
Actually, and it looked really good, too. What did she originally get arrested for? She was stealing shit, right?
No, I think she originally got arrested for was... drunk driving.
Oh. Yeah, that's where it all started.
Thought maybe it was bad movies.
Yeah, she was trying to get into clubs when she was 18 and stuff, and they were trying to tell her no, and she's like, I'm Lindsay fucking Lohan.
That's what I can't stand about her. Like, she's not important.
Yeah, no.
So I don't know why she acts like it.
Mm-hmm. She was America's sweetheart for a short period of time.
So was Amanda Bynes.
It's true, apparently.
According to all the covers said so.
And that's what Maxim said. She just looks like, let me get this picture up here.
There probably still better than an Allison guy.
Like, that's a horrible picture, but I mean, she looks like she's like 47.
That actually looks like a red-haired version of the maid of honor from the wedding, though.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right, Stephen?
This Lindsay Lohan chick has tiny nipples.
Does she?
Did you see the puffy nipples? The Playboy shoot she did?
Yeah.
Yeah, her nipples are tiny.
Oh, they're puffy.
No, they're puffy.
I love puffy nipples.
Come on, oh my god.
Like, I like the nipples that look like they're just like blisters. Like, they're like watery.
Blisters.
Oh my god.
What the fuck is that?
Now, how old is she?
26.
Is this like a recent photo?
She'll be 27 in like 5 weeks.
She looks a little bloated.
Where'd she get the double chin?
That's from drinking.
I'm gonna stop drinking today. My last day drinking.
You're a liar.
Yeah, right. We've heard that before.
Even worse looking is her sister.
I don't think I ever saw her sister.
Yeah.
She looks like a man there.
That's with the eyebrows.
Yeah, she looks terrible there.
I don't get that. I think that's like a new thing they're doing where girls are filling out their eyebrows. Yeah. Looking like...
She has a huge forehead.
Frida. Yeah. She does.
Very Irish.
It's like a five head.
She's very Klingon-y right there.
Yeah, she's awful looking.
Speaking of Klingons, are you guys excited for the Star Trek movie?
I'm so excited to see Benedict Cumberbatch. I just like saying his name.
Cricket time, please. I can't.
I'm excited to see the hot chick that's in it.
Oh.
Alice Eve. She's unbelievable.
That too.
Yeah.
Are you honestly excited?
No, I'll wait till it comes out.
Yeah, because you're not a Star Trek fan.
I'm not a Star Trek fan. I saw the first one they redid. It was pretty good.
They're rave reviews for this one.
Was that the one with Fantasy Island guy in it?
Fantasy Island guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Captain Picard?
What?
Khan.
It
was a joke.
James Khan.
No. Mm.
Oh, my God.
Klingon.
Klingon? I'm not a big fan. In fact, I got invited to a Star Trek convention.
Yes.
That I didn't attend.
Did you beam up or what?
I did not beam up. I stayed right here. right where you're sitting. Yeah, I don't think I can handle those people.
Speaking of movies, apparently, and I don't know this to be true because I didn't see it, apparently Fast and Furious 6 is ridiculously awesome.
Really?
It's about time. This is their sixth time trying to do it.
Yeah. I don't know.
Who's in it now? Chuck Norris, The Rock, Schwarzenegger.
Vin Diesel.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Schwarzenegger. Jason Statham.
I heard they already set it up for a seventh one.
Yes.
Yep.
Apparently, there's a big action superstar at the end of it teasing as the villain.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Is that what it is?
No. I don't know.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
He's not doing movies anymore. He did two movies last year.
Who?
And that's enough. Leonardo DiCaprio.
He's not doing movies anymore?
He said he's taking a long break because he's exhausted.
No, yeah, he's tired of not winning any awards for any of his movies that are epic.
For doing Gatsby and the Django Unchained.
We talked about this before, but he's like my number two actor of all time.
You want to blow him, we know.
Yeah. Him and Ryan Reynolds, right?
No. Well,
who's number one?
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
That's an honorable choice.
Is the only movie you ever watch Catch Me If You Can?
No.
You must have exploded when that came out. Together, finally! my problem with Leo is that he still looks like a 17-year-old boy.
Yeah. And you wish you did too, though.
Yeah, there was when he's doing the toast in Gatsby, it reminded me of Titanic.
I get what you're saying there, but the thing is acting wise, his skills are superior.
Oh, he's a good actor, but he just looks like a little kid.
Okay,
so that's why he gets snubbed from Oscars.
He fucked up growing pains.
What happened?
Is he on that?
He was He was like the cousin Oliver of Growing Pains.
No, he was the cousin. Yeah, he was.
Yeah,
he was the foster kid they adopted, and then it went down the ship.
Well, let's not forget George Clooney on Facts of Life.
And also Roseanne.
Was he?
What?
Yeah.
George Clooney?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, he was in the beginning.
He was one of the waiters. He was the waiter.
No, when they worked in the shop. He was the boss. He was the manager.
Yes.
He was dating Roseanne's sister. Yeah, well, they weren't dating.
Not really on the same. I mean, this is more like characters that they try to bring in at the end of a show because they run out of shit to do with the characters there.
Oh, like
Urkel?
Like the kid.
Seven in Married with Children.
Urkel.
Yeah.
That was horrible.
Seven was really bad.
No, dude, Urkel was there from the start, and he went in and killed it.
Urkel was, like, a recurring character in the first season, I think.
Yeah, he wasn't supposed to be running the show.
And then he took over the show and made it something.
I think I had the Urkel doll.
No.
With the I
did.
String?
No, I didn't. I did. Yes, did I did. And I also had Pee-wee, and they'd have matches.
I had Pee-wee. I definitely had Pee-wee. Pee-wee, and he broke. Guy I work with has the Pee-wee Herman talking doll in his office.
Is it still, is the batteries dead in it?
As far as I know, it still works.
Wow.
Do you remember the competition for Family Matters where you sent in a tape acting like Steve Urkel so you can get put on the show?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Did you do it? Yeah, I sent a tape.
Did you get molested by Reginald Vell Johnson?
He's gay.
Yes.
Oh, wait. He's just gay. That's right. He's not John.
I sent something into, what is that, Crazy Cat or whatever the fuck his name was.
DJ Cat?
DJ Cat.
I'm here for a dude named DJ Cat.
I'm here to starve a dude named DJ Cat.
What is it? The one sister from Family Matters did a porn, too.
Yeah?
Really? Oh, the one that was on Celebrity Rehab?
Yeah. The one that went upstairs and never came back down?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What?
Echo. Judy, right?
Yeah.
Weak.
It was weak.
So
it took too long.
So,
weak sauce.
Wait, so Mike, did your dyslexia help you in your Urkel competition?
My name is Reeve Urkel.
Reeve Urkel.
Reeve Urkel.
Oh my God.
Stefan Urkel. The one chick in that show died. Myra.
Yes, with the big titties.
The big breasted black girl.
Who, the sister?
The one that was like obsessed with Urkel.
Yes.
No way.
Myra, she's dead.
Bringing it right around, Urkel did the voice for Sonic the Hedgehog, the cartoon.
Julia White.
Yeah, Julia White.
What'd she die of?
I think cancer.
AIDS.
Boredom.
Let's find out.
It's AIDS.
I always loved the car that Steve made.
Mine?
Where the front would open.
Oh, right. Yeah, Urkel's car.
Yeah.
Why was he so over?
Opened up, and you don't remember that? It looked like the little toy car that... that Steve here has for his son.
Oh, right.
Except the front opened up.
Yeah, the front opened up.
Out there.
Yes.
Yeah.
He had like the original smart car.
Yeah.
I saw a smart car done up as one of the little Tykes cars.
That's what he's talking about.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah. I actually saw online somebody did their car up like
that. Wow.
Now, you guys are a little bit older than me.
Just a tad.
Did you guys continue watching Family Matters into that awkward stage where like they hired a new mom and
I didn't even know that.
Oh, he was like the scientist, like with the time machine. And,
like everybody was a little too old to still be doing it.
Yeah. And the
Urkel. You got any cheese?
Well, they said the reason why they switched into the Stefan characters because he just couldn't do the voice no more.
I heard it was because his penis became visible when he had the pants pulled up as Urkel.
Oh wow! Yeah. Really?
Yes.
Shit!
It was hung well. Do you remember when
you better tie that shit down?
Tommy from the Power Rangers was on the episode where Steve Urkel turned into Bruce Lee.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Oh,
I remember the Bruce Lee thing. Yeah. I don't remember.
Tommy was one of the bad guys.
Really?
How did they miss
Tommy?
Speaking of Tommy, Power Rangers is doing another season, and they're bringing him back as the Green Ranger.
No way.
Yeah.
Now, isn't he the one that
he got involved in mixed martial arts for legit?
Yeah.
I think they all were originally, weren't they?
No, like he got in the cage fighting.
Oh.
Yeah, he did, I think, like 5 cage fights. Mm. And now, dude, he does more appearances more than he's ever done before, and he became so popular now again.
What about Amy Jo Johnson?
That was what happened
to her? Pink Ranger.
Oh, she's dead.
No, that's Yellow Ranger.
Oh, all right,
that's racist.
Well, she was Asian.
Oh, you mean the color?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, Myra was diagnosed with stomach cancer in August 1997. That's also right around when we started going to Iron Mike's. That's interesting.
Wow.
Did you go there first to celebrate? Or
yeah. let's see. Yeah, October 1998, she had surgery, and she died in December of 1998.
December what?
Poor thing.
December 22nd or 23rd.
Probably from gallons of fucking Jarrell White's fucking semen.
And on December 26th, they had a Muslim funeral service for her.
A Muslim?
Ooh. Muslim.
Muslim.
So Amy Jo Johnson is alive and well.
Yeah.
Now, anybody else thought it was awesome when the Green Ranger turned White Ranger?
I hated it.
All right.
Green is my favorite color.
The White Ranger was never... Because I watched... all of this. I even watched the Japanese versions too. The White Ranger was never part of the Dinosaur Rangers. He was part of the next one. And the White Ranger was actually a little kid who got the powers in Japan. It was a little kid that turned into the White Ranger.
So he should have never been the White Ranger.
Yeah, so he should have never been the White Ranger.
But they had to make the first season a little longer. So we got this stock footage of this White Ranger.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that was the most fun about that show was just seeing where it obviously cut to the Japanese footage.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the monsters were pretty horrible.
I was never a huge fan of Power Rangers because to me it was just a ripoff of Voltron. So
you shut your mouth.
It started in '93, so we were already kind of.
I was retarded, so I watched it.
Yeah. I was retarded, so I watched it.
You need to have something to talk about
in
school.
You're a few years younger than us, though, so it's like
I'm not that. I'm 29, so
we're 32, so like it's still kind of appealing. Because Ninja Turtles was still appealing to us in like '91, '92.
Yeah, but they were awesome.
So
Ninja Turtles are still appealing now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I might just kick you guys out and watch it.
Yes. I would love for them to go back to the old school drawing and animation of Ninja Turtles.
That's not going to happen, but for anything, it's too expensive.
I want guys in suits for the movie. I don't want this friggin' we're going to put CGI characters in over these guys wearing, you know.
It's going to look as bad as like fucking Green Lantern.
Yeah.
Didn't see terrible. It. Didn't see it. I can only imagine.
You didn't see it?
You ever see the
Green Lantern?
But your boy was in it, I thought.
Seth Rogen?
No. Oh, I'm thinking of the other one. Who's the other one? Green Lantern.
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds was in...
He was Green Lantern.
He was Green Lantern?
Green Lantern.
Okay. Yeah.
No, but there's a cartoon that came out a couple of years ago, a cartoon movie, where it was Turtles Forever.
And yes.
They had the original 80s cartoon Turtles with the new school Turtles that they have then, and then...
Like they teamed up?
But they...
Yeah, they teamed up together.
It was like alternate universe kind of things, and they had like every version of Turtles all mixed into one series, so they actually went black and white at the end and brought the comics into it, where they're just all like badass assholes.
Yeah.
It was really good.
And they all had red.
They all had red, yes.
Oh, they're all red colored, no different colored bandanas?
Nope.
Originally, they all had red bandanas.
I mean, the comic was black and white, but the covers, originally, they all had red masks.
Those comics were good, though. They were so dark.
Porkrine?
Well, Porkrine. I just remember there was one that had a sword with like Shredder's helmet and blood coming off it.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
I actually have them on my somewhere in a box.
Yeah.
Not on my computer.
Not on your computer. No. Downloaded in PDF format.
Nope. Absolutely not.
No, it was really good actually. And they had like all these nods to the original series. So like they had like Krang like come out like with the molecular amplification unit where Krang gets really big. And he has to fight like a monster in it.
What would he say during that?
Speaking of, go ahead.
What?
Steve asked you a question. You go first.
Krang.
What do you mean? What did he say?
Well, I don't know. Say something. Krang.
Shredder. Come quickly. I need you.
Isn't that dead fucking
spot
on?
That is fucking good.
Speaking of Ninja Turtles.
Now do like an Iron Mike Krang.
Oh, shit, I can't believe how bad this guy is at wrestling. I saw him do a kip-up once, and he was about 500 pounds.
He's talking about me.
It's me.
It is.
Speaking of the Ninja Turtles cartoon, Matt sent us something the other day.
Oh, my God.
I'm
sweating already.
Yeah, you should be.
Oh, no.
I don't know why I watched the whole thing.
You did, though, because I told you to.
Yes, and it was worth it at the end.
Yeah, uh-huh.
It was a very poorly animated...
Very basic.
Ninja Turtles, classic cartoon Ninja Turtles porn.
Yeah. It wasn't quite Flash animation, because everything was, like, individually animated.
Yeah.
But the animation is so limited that, like, you're like, oh, my God, like, this is terrible. But then when you get, like, to the meat and potatoes of it, you're like, oh, boy.
Yeah, like, it was like halfway through, it was pretty, you know, whatever. April O'Neil. I'm not going to put it on the big TV.
Why not?
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Why not?
You can't bring this up and not show us.
I'll play the audio. I'm going to have to sense. We get the cards. I'm going to put the garbage can up real quick.
Just put on
the
yeah. Because you sent that on text, right, Matt?
Did I?
Or did you put it on Kratz?
I think I posted it on Kratz. I had to take the formatting out of the link because it wouldn't let me post.
Gee, I wonder why.
So Facebook knew to cut it out?
Yeah.
So you had to beat around the bush?
And then they sent him a thing saying, you sick fuck.
Well, yeah, Facebook actually, like, checks the link before you send it. That's why it, like, takes it a few seconds to, like, load up the link and looks for thumbnails and stuff. So it knows if the site has, like, been flagged by anything.
So you want me to actually put it up on?
Yeah, for them. I have the garbage up, okay. So we're good.
But can your camera see it?
What?
Can Derek's camera see it?
What do you mean?
The music.
This is from the video game.
Okay, here comes April.
What are you doing here?
And Splinter, trips, smiling her. And trips it right into Michelangelo's crotch.
Yep.
And now his penis explodes from his body armor.
Now look at the underneath. It's like his fucking chest.
Uh-huh.
Dude, you're talking over the dialogue.
Yep. Now April is blowing Michelangelo. Michelangelo is instantly euphoric.
I would have figured it would have been Raphael.
And the shirt comes off, and this little pouch comes off. Yeah, okay. Now Michelangelo is just... Oh, there's April's tits bouncing.
They're having sex standing up.
Is it bad that I'm getting an erection?
Yeah.
No, it's okay.
All right.
Now he's banger on the news desk right now.
Her nipples keep changing colors.
Yeah. It's just very pixelated, I think. Now they actually have a picture-in-picture image of Michelangelo penetrating her from the inside out. Yeah. And there comes the nunchucks.
Yes!
We'll let you decide. Oh, yeah. The nunchuck is swinging from her ass right now.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Yep. And now they're about to... She's riding Michelangelo's shell back down a very long staircase. And here comes the Technodrome. The Technodrome has spotted them. Here comes Krang.
Oh, come on.
Yep, here comes Krang. He's got Michelangelo pinned down. He's going to attack him. No, he's kissing him. The android is kissing him. Oh, and Krang is blowing. Krang is blowing Michelangelo. Right, bring it back. Everybody's got it. Yeah.
Oh, my broken rib.
Okay, hold on. The best part. All right. Kill everyone's mics. Krang said,
"Come in my mouth."
Oh, wow. Oh my God!
And now Vernon is cranking it, and he bleeding. Shot mutagen.
Oh, mutagen.
Yeah, and now he turns into a penis, and his penis turns into a hand,
and his feet turn into ball sacks.
So this is on muchosucko.com, whatever the hell that is.
Really incredible.
How'd you find this?
Angry Video Game Nerd posted a video of him playing Turtles in Time on Super Nintendo with his friend Mike. And somebody, this was the top post on the thread for the video. And said, oh, by the way, there's this Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles porno on this website. And it's just posted right there. Yeah. There it is. Here you go.
For all to see.
Everybody, right on cinemassacre.com under the new Ninja Turtle
The first half was kind of ridiculous, but as soon as Krang said that, I was done.
Yeah. Oh, so you didn't see the Vernon part?
I did.
Oh, okay.
I watched the whole thing, but I'm watching like, oh, this is kind of dumb.
Yeah.
And then I saw Krang. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And what's great is like, I don't know if they might have taken pictures of actual scenes because some of the artwork in it is pretty dead on.
Yeah. It looks like they copied it and then just
modified
it poorly.
Especially her nipples.
Yeah. Her nipples
those are pretty
look pretty good. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, I mean. Yes.
So anyway, yeah, that's
so,
pretty.
Megan Fox is the new April.
Oh, well. Boy.
Is Casey
like
Jones in it?
As far as I don't know.
No, it pisses me off. Megan Fox is April O'Neil.
That's terrible.
They're not from outer space, but the stuff that turns them into Mutant Ninja Turtles is from outer space. Like the ooze is something from outer space.
Now, that's what I said the compromise should have been. If you really wanted to have this outer space concept that, okay, if the mutagen comes from outer space, all right, whatever.
Yeah, well, you get, in the new cartoons, not the ones that they have in Nickelodeon now, but the ones before that, Krang has been on Earth for hundreds of thousands of years, and it was actually him from outer space with the ooze. So it is.
But here's the problem I have with that is like Krang is from another dimension. He's not from outer space. He's like literally from a different universe. So
a parallel universe.
Not a parallel universe. A different universe. It's a different dimension. So that's different than outer space. That's more tangible than...
I would say outer space would be more tangible.
That's what I mean.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying...
Space is a more tangible concept. Oh, you don't want to have tangible concepts when you're dealing with mutant turtles. You want it to be as off the wall and ridiculous as possible.
Nah.
He wanted them to be from outer space and like a whole race of these turtles. And
how
ridiculous. Are they going to like pizza? They're just going to like wake up in a pizzeria when they land or something? They're going to like crash in giant shells like Transformers or something?
Pizza.
Come on. I mean, really?
Oh. Hey, maybe it may not be that bad. You never know.
What, pizza? It's delicious.
I love pizza.
Everybody loves pizza.
It's like sex.
Yeah. Let's get pizza.
When it's good, it's good. When it's bad, it's still pretty good.
But yeah, I was very happy with the backlash on Michael Bay. The guys who originally made it were kind of like on board, or at least said they were on board. And then once everybody said it was horrible, they were like, "Yeah, you know what? No, it's not good."
Yeah, they were on board, but yeah, I don't know.
They saw the first paychecks coming in. They were like,
yeah, they were just like, "Yeah, good. Whatever you want." They have no say in anything.
No.
Because they sold that long time ago. Mm-hmm. Eastman, right?
Kevin Eastman. Peter Laird.
Yes. Yeah. They must have felt like douchebags for selling all that shit. Actually, probably would have gone nowhere if they didn't sell it.
Probably.
So they probably didn't make themselves a nice... bag
of shells?
Yeah, me a bag of shells. Well, we're going to get ready for the Rumble.
Tell your friends.
Tell your enemies.
Tweet it. Facebook it.
For those of you listening live... we'll be back. Yeah, about 5-10 minutes.
It's Simon Diamond's birthday.
Who's that?
Oh,
he's a wrestler.
Paul's birthday.
He's alive.
Oh, okay.
One of you.
If you're listening live, hang on. If you're downloading the show, I'm gonna try and put this up on Monday with the other show.
Okay.
And maybe get the video out there too.
Sweet. Yeah. The turtle video.
No, not the turtle video.
Oh.
I don't want to ever see that again.
Yeah.
I could watch it a couple more. In fact, can we just have it going in the background for the entire next show?
With the music.
Yeah. Just a shot of April just bouncing up and down the whole time. That's fine.
With a little inside.
I would just loop her riding the shell down the stairs.
Yeah, forever.
It's ridiculous.
Somebody's got to loop that
and
put it up on YouTube. Just 1 hour of April riding the shell.
Riding the shell.
Yeah. Ghost ride the shell.
Ghost ride the shell. So we'll see you in a couple minutes or later. AristocratsRadio.com. Thank you very much, Mike from Rabblecast, for coming. And he's going to stick around for the festivities coming up next.
Yes, I love dead wrestlers.
See you later.
I hope to be one day.